This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Your favorite Joe Al Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron on a football Sunday. Number to join the show, 888-888-1019. What's up, Rami? How you doing?
Doing all right. It's been a minute since we've done this together.
Yes, sir. What are you working, 7 days a week now?
I have eight shifts in 5 days. Try that.
Oh, lots to discuss. Speaking of disgust, I'm disgusted in the New York Knicks. What I watched yesterday afternoon. Disgusting effort defensively. The injuries are piling up, and Tibbs is not even a coach. Oh! Tyrod Taylor plays later for the Jets. They finally have a quarterback who can throw a ball. The question is, can he stay on the field for four quarters? We'll do some Mets and Yankees for sure. But I have a special guest on the line right now. I can't believe he's awake at this time when he has a game later to play against the Detroit Lions, and that's Abdul Card. Abdul, Al Cintron, how are you? Hello, Abdul? Abdul Carter, hello? All right, Rami, we can put him on hold. I'll check him back in a couple of minutes. Sleeping in the meetings, and he comes on as a guest, and he's sleeping right now. So, unbelievable. Listen, the Giants have a game later on today. No Jackson Dart. Talked about it last week, how if he's not 100% ready to go, don't play him in Detroit. And I wouldn't even play him next week versus the Patriots. It came out that he's been checked for a concussion four times, officially had one, but he's taken a bunch of hits, some of them unnecessary, his fault, some of them part of the game. And down the stretch, I believe they have three of the last four games at home. And I said, that's when you bring him back. That's when you bring him back to play. So the fans can show up, so the fans can have something to look forward to. Now I understand you want a high draft pick. But you already got the pick that you need. You already filled a position that's the hardest position to fill in all of football. Ask the New York Jets. That's quarterback. You're not going to be in the market for a Fernando Mendoza. You're not going to be in the market for a Ty Simpson. You're not going to be in the market for Moore from Oregon. Whoever else you might like out there. You're not going to be in the market for that. Now, if this continues with the losing with the Giants, and you finish with a number one, number two, even a top three pick. Now, you have the opportunity to ask for what you want if a team wants Fernando Mendoza. For example, if the Titans finish with number one pick, they have their quarterback. At least we think they do in Cam Ward. They're not going to be in the market for a quarterback. They might be looking to trade out of the number one spot as well. To load up because they need a whole bunch of help. They're also looking for a coach. The Giants, they'll be looking for a coach. And they should be looking for a GM. I feel like we can put a montage together of everybody here at the Fan. And it's the same stuff every week with the Giants and Jets. The same stuff. This quarterback stinks. You know, his defense stinks. The offensive line's hurt. Rami, can we check on Abdul? Let's see if Abdul Carter's ready to go. Abdul, are you there? Are you ready? I got a question for you. All right. All right, put him back on hold. I was going to ask him, you know, what gave him the gall, the cojones, to ask for Lauren Taylor's number when he did nothing in the NFL. But he's still sleeping, and I'm not surprised. My man was sleeping in the meeting rooms. My man was sleeping in the cabinets. My man sleeping on the couch. My man got away with everything. And he shows up at Monday Night Raw with a belt. Now, I didn't have a problem with the Giants being there. Did not. This was worked out a while ago. And Cam Scadaboo being there, no problem. No problem. Got the Giants a lot of attention. Good and bad. I didn't have a problem with the physical stuff. It's fake. He was shoved. He had his teammates with him. I had a problem when your record is 2-9 and you're bringing a championship belt and you have a championship belt when you've won nothing. 2-9 with a championship belt. What, champion of losers? 2-9 for what, the 25th year in a row? To start a season? Now get back to the draft. If the Giants end up with a top three pick, they can, you know, trade back down, load up on picks to fix some of the needs that they have. If they, you know, if they move on from Kayvon, if they traded Dexter Lawrence in the offseason, they need secondary help, linebacker help. The offensive line, when Andrew Thomas is available and healthy, is good. They have their quarterback. They need another wide receiver. Another playmaker. That's what they need. That's what they need. They have their running back. This GM, I do not trust. I don't trust him to pick the coach or to make this pick. I don't. As we've talked about this a million times, there's video proof that Jackson Dart wasn't his pick. It was Brian Daboll, and the rest of the scouting department. That was their pick. They believed in him. And in that video, you can see the separation. Joe Shane Wolf, if this is what you guys like, if you like him, you, and now the man is still here, and he's getting credit. Since he was the GM. The Giants have been a disaster. A disaster. How many years in a row of this crap? Giant pride. Where is it? Giant pride. Giant fight. Where is it? In fourth quarters, you're still not winning these games. You're giving these games away. And there's one word that I've noticed since I've been working here at The Fan that Giant fans love to use, host and callers. If the kicker's healthy. If he makes the kick, if he catches the ball, if we had a quarterback, if. But you didn't. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong for the Giants. And when things look like they're going well for three quarters, the fourth quarter, here comes the meltdown. They give it away. They drop the pass. They fumble the ball. They throw an interception. Jalen Hyatt, the only route he knows how to run is straight. What the hell was he doing that last drive? A Joe Shane pick, by the way. Another one. Now, Abdul Carter was drafted third. Some people wanted him to be pick number one, said he was the best player in the draft. Freak athlete. Blah, 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 blah. Has he been a difference maker? Does he have double-digit sacks? Does he have 5 sacks? Has he been a game wrecker? The answer to those questions is no, no, oh yeah, and no. Now you can see he's got a lot of almost getting to the quarterbacks. Well, that doesn't mean jack. Almost. Almost. That's just as bad as if.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaking of Cam Scataboo, my man had the nerve to say, when asked about the Giants and his math, did he go to math class? Did he go to class at all? Because there's multiple times his math has sucked. So you're in the NFL. There's 17 games in a season, pal. You should know that. And I love Cam Scataboo. Love him. Wanted him in Washington. Begged for it before the draft. Wanted him. Love the football player. I don't know if there's much going on upstairs besides football. But they asked him, hey, you know, who's with that? What's that guy's name? Neon? Is it N3? That's the N3ON? I'm not up to you, this is your generation of he's always live. He's then Iggy Azalea's his chick. Well, she's using him, whatever the case may be. So he was streaming, and he asked Cam Scataboo, you know, what's your record going to be next year? Cam Scataboo said, what, 12? Do the math. 12-5. Well, I got a message for Cam Scataboo. How about you go 5-12 first before you say 12-5? Can you do that, please? Do you know the history of the Giants? What's been going on around here? Can you play it? Yeah, this is what Cam Scataboo had to say.
Like, this year's probably not going so well, but next year's going to be pretty insane.
What's your prediction for next year? How do you think it's going to go?
Probably, I'm going to say we're going to go like, with the 17 games, I'm going to say we're going to go 12-5.
Okay.
And do the math, bro. That is kindergarten math right there. First grade math. He couldn't figure that out? There's the other clip. I got to find it where he said something about multiplication and something like that. He couldn't. Unreal. 12-5. Now, I understand. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. As a fan, last year before the football season, when me and Robbie were going over picks and over-unders and all this stuff, I said Washington would win 12 football games. They won 12. I nailed it. Plus, they won the two playoff games, NFC Championship, 14. So I'm a fan saying that. I nailed it. Cam Scataboo on the Giants, blown fourth quarter leads, gets injured in a freak accident. Just disgusting. Felt bad for the kid. His leg was pointing towards Florida. It was just bad. His ankle. But can we go 5-12 first before we say 12-5? Can we see who the coach is first? Can we see how your rehab's going? If you're even going to be on the field to back up that 12-5 talk? The one thing that Giant fans looked forward to in this season was Jackson Dart. He's not available. I'm happy he's not playing this week versus Detroit. I don't think he should play against New England next week. You cannot play around with concussions. Especially when the kid's in year one. You can't do it. There's a lot of Giant fans saying, well, he needs the reps. He needs to be out there. This is not going to be the system he's going to be in next year. Everything's going to be different. It's going to be different. I understand the reps. Yes, I get that part. getting him more NFL experience. The same thing with Washington. You know, Jaden Daniels went to the NFC Championship game last year, got hurt. Is he going to come back this season? If he can come back, he should be out there. Even if for a game or two. Because remember, you have to attract free agents as well so that you can see, well, do I want to go play with, is this guy going to be healthy? Is he going to be good to go? You know, this guy's the future. And you have three of the last four games at home. And you want your fans to show up and give them something to be positive about. If I'm a Giant fan, I'm happy he's not playing this week. It's too soon. Again, I wouldn't want him playing next week versus New England. And then the final stretch of the season, if he's ready, 100% ready to go, 100% ready to go, then I'll play him. Then I'll play him. We've seen a lot of guys come into this league, have a couple good games, and then, oh, this guy's the future, and then never pans out. Never pans out. Even a great game, and then never pans out. Matt Flynn got paid off one great game to end the season. Got paid! And then Russell Wilson took his job after he was drafted. Jackson Dart is your future. Cam Scadaboo is your future. Malik Nabers is your future. That is a nice core of young offensive players to build with. And Andrew Thomas is no old fart neither. Wendell Robinson, solid piece as well on offense. But I don't trust this GM to get this right. And what coach that can go anywhere wants to come here with a lame duck GM? Because if you get hired as a Giants coach and another bad season, guess what's going to happen to the GM? And he doesn't draft well, guess what's going to happen? GM's gone. New GM comes in. This isn't the coach he picked. Similar to Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll. That's not the quarterback he picked. They were stuck. It's essential for the Giants to clean house. That's what I want as a Giant fan. So next season, new GM, new coach, something to look forward to, a draft, new way of thinking, your franchise quarterback, your franchise stud wide receiver, hopefully your franchise running back, and you go from there. Let me check in Abdul Carter one more time. Abdul, why did you ask Lawrence Taylor if he could wear number 56? All right. Okay, good night, Abdul. Good luck tomorrow. Good luck later on today with the Lions. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the breakout. Intro on the Fan back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.